The name of it is actually The Bloom We Won't See. And it's sort of a visual way to represent the connection that we as humans have with each other and how we affect each other. So the main reason why I chose to do like animals was in order to like keep the, I feel like a lot of times when we talk about political issues or social issues, we have the tendency of separating each other as like liberals or Republicans, or just have like, if there's like two groups who have two completely ideas, we have the tendency of separating each other. And I wanted to do that in the beginning, but I noticed that I was gonna create even more separation. So I wanted to choose the, animals specifically, because, well, everybody likes animals. And also because birds specifically and all of these animals that I'm showing are like migratory animals. And I wanted to show migration in a different light and not necessarily just social, but also like nature. And the reason why I chose animals too was because oftentimes in nature or in the wild, there's like food chains and this sort of hierarchy where it starts from like the plants and goes to the insect and the insects to the birds and so on. And I wanted to create this sort of connection and circle of life that oftentimes is seen within nature. And somehow, I know the message is not very clear, but somehow translated into our society. I'll go next. Well, the most difficult part for me was like trying to understand the anatomy of animals and the plants. They were really hard. And it was so tangled and confusing, honestly, at times. And well, honestly, my favorite part was putting gold leaf in it, because gold leaf always gives off this like reflection of light, and that's something really cool that I really like on my work. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I actually, well, the reason why I use gold is because I wanted to, for the piece to be more dynamic. And for this kind of, back in Roman days, they used to use gold for saints and all this religious figures. And I kind of wanted to integrate this idea of like an angelical more, what's the word I'm trying to use? It's not religious, but it's more like a, it's a more prestigious, for lack of better words, way of looking at it, and just the animals and the sort of connection that they all share. So, yeah.
How did you have the patience for all those plants? Like, I could never.
Oh, well, God.
Thank you. So what I did is I started putting plants, like drawing like the plants where I wanted them to be, and then I went over with a micro pen, and then I applied a layer of liquid, it's liquid glue or something like that, and then I did like the background, so the space where the plants go, the place where the paint for the plants go, wow, that's a mouthful, wouldn't be covered with blue paint. So it was a lot of process, honestly.
Oh, I can imagine. And it looked like it.
Thank you.